The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today is the 10th day in this Miraculous Encounters fast, and we are grateful to God for the strength and the enablement He has given to us. And tonight, I'll be speaking on assessing miraculous encounter via God's mercy. Assessing miraculous encounters via God's mercy. And our text is Psalms chapter 90, verse 14. And of course, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. We have made it very clear that God wants your life to be a miracle. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, the Lord said, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, they are for signs and for wonders. They are to experience the miraculous. It means that God designed your life, your family, for the miraculous. And one of the major things that changes the life of a person is the mercy of God. Somebody say the mercy of God. Somebody say the mercy of God. In Psalms 23, verse 6, the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. What will follow you all the days of your life? I say, what will follow you all the days of your life? Somebody is here today, in your life and in your entire family, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. I say, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Say it louder, amen. The mercy of God is important for your change of story. If your desire is to be blessed in life, if your desire is to experience the miraculous in your life, amongst other things, one of the major things you need is the mercy of God. Jude chapter 1, verse 21. Jude verse 21 says, keep thyself in love of God, looking for the mercy of God. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy. You don't wait for the mercy of God. You search for the mercy of God. You don't wait that I'm waiting for God's mercy. You seek God. Father, I need to have your mercy. Tonight, the mercy of God will turn your mess into a message. I said the mercy of God will turn your mess into a message. What is the mercy of God? What is the mercy of God? The mercy of God is the act of benevolence of God to forgive our sins when we truly confess and forsake them. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. The mercy of God is the act of benevolence of God to forgive sin as a result of we forsaking the sin. Number two was the mercy of God. The mercy of God is receiving unmerited blessings. Unmerited blessings you did not qualify for. You did not qualify to have a husband so wonderful God gave him to you. You did not qualify to have a wife so wonderful God gave her to you. You did not qualify to have to look at the lady that had twins here in our church here. Wonderful family. About a month or two ago when they came for their Thanksgiving. She said she asked God, I have one son before. Am I now the one qualified for twins? Somebody is here today. More than what you qualify for, God will bless you with it in Jesus' name. I think God will bless you with it in Jesus' name. She had a boy before, And then one day, I didn't remember that. Sometime ago, like 3 months ago, I called both of them, the husband and the wife. I said, what's the problem? What are you waiting for? This boy is going to, he's growing. He's becoming an adult. What are you waiting for? They just laughed and I prayed for them. So what are we saying tonight? The mercy of God gives you what you don't qualify for. You didn't expect it. A miracle you did not expect that will change your life, God will give you in this fast in Jesus' name. I say God will give you in this fast in Jesus' name. Say a bigger amen. Number three, what is the mercy of God? Mercy is a willingness, a willing act of God to turn any man to a favored man. Romans chapter 9 verse 16. Is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. God will show somebody mercy tonight. I say God will show somebody mercy tonight. It's not, you know, the Yorubas will say, it's not about the way you are working so hard. That is what will determine the wealth in your pocket. If not, those who are digging wells should be the richest because of the stress that one goes through to go into the ground. But a lot of times it's not about the kakrakarity of your hard work. A lot of times, I've told you the story before. I was the best man to one of my friends many years ago. Very handsome. For me to say somebody is handsome, you know this person is handsome. Very handsome friend of mine. Very exceptional. In his studies, he was the best. Doing very well in life. But the person he married at that time was not to match at all. Was not a match at all. The mercy of God brought them together. Kept them together. 20 years is running now. This story I'm telling you is 20 years now. Children are already in university. Doing very well. Because of the mercy of God on that lady. So what are we saying tonight? The mercy of God can do anything for you. The mercy of God can change your level at work. The mercy of God can change your business status. The mercy of God can lead to your healing. There's nobody sick in the body that will continue with that sickness by the time this fast is over. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. So the mercy of God is a willing act of God to turn any man to a blessed man and to a favored man. Number four, what is the mercy of God? The mercy of God is what clears away the mess in the life of a person within the twinkle of an eye. The mercy of God is what is responsible for solving the problems in the life of a human being. Sharp, sharp. Somebody say sharp, sharp. Sharp, sharp. Sharp, sharp. God will clear away all your headache today. I say sharp, sharp. God will clear away all your headache today. I say sharp, sharp. God will clear away all the things giving you headache today. Say a louder amen. If it's money giving you headache, it will not be like that again. If it is accommodation giving you headache, it will not be like that again. Somebody say a big amen. If it is good grade giving you headache, it will not be like that again. Anything giving you headache, the mercy of God will step in today. I said the mercy of God will step in today. I say the mercy of God will step in today. Say a louder amen. Number five, what is the mercy of God? The mercy of God is what connects you with the reality of encounters that brings about the reality of the miraculous. The mercy of God is a connector, connects you with encounter, connects you with helpers, connects you with people. That leads to the miracle we are talking about. Tonight, lifelong helpers that will help you for life. God will connect you with to them by His mercy tonight. I say, God will connect you to them by His mercy tonight. God will connect you to such people by His mercy tonight. Everyone here tonight needs helpers, and those helpers shall be connected to you. I said, those helpers shall be connected to you. There was a man in John chapter 5 from verse 5 to 8. That was, says a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man." So he was arguing with God, with Jesus. On ordinary, Jesus, because I've said, please continue. You have even stayed long there. You have stayed long with this problem. He was arguing with the miracle man himself, but he still obtained mercy. Despite your unbelief that God will set you this year, God will overlook that unbelief and still help you. I say, God will overlook that unbelief and still help you. God will have mercy on you and still help you. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. God will overlook your unbelief and still help you. He has done that for me many, many times. Sometimes you get to a crossroad in life where the challenges are so much and it's as if there's nowhere to go. And suddenly, he arises. There was a time I was traveling out of Nigeria and the borders were shut. I think I told you the story a few once before. And the airports were shut. Everywhere was shut and I needed to travel urgently. Everywhere was shut. All the airports were shut. So I asked, I said, is there any airport in the whole of this Africa that is still open? They said, only one. Just one airport. I said, I will go there and I will travel from there. And so I called our resident pastor. I told him, I have to travel. Like, you know, it's important that I travel. And I left without any ticket. I've not even bought tickets by the time I was leaving Ilorin. By the time I got to Lagos, I had not bought any tickets. And everywhere was shut. And in this African country, I had not been there before in my life. So I found out the border. I smuggled myself to the border. And somehow, traveled in the night into that country. And when I got to that country, I chartered a taxi to take me to the airport. While on the airport was so far, maybe about 4 or 5 hours, very far. I slept off in the car because of tiredness, but I didn't sleep throughout the night. It was a flash of police that woke me up at the border to enter into. I had to go through two countries to get to that particular country. So when I got to a particular country before the main country I'm going, the custom said, "Are you from Nigeria?" I said, "Yes." "No Nigeria can pass here. It's not possible. Buhari said it, that nobody must." I said, "Me, I will pass." And eventually, to cut the long story short, they said, "We must go back." And at that point, my faith almost went down. Will I leave from Ilorin to Lagos? Lagos to Badagry? Badagry to Benin? Benin to Seme? Seme to... I will now go back again. They will now ask me, "Now, who sent you message? Tell me you know borders are closed." Ladies and gentlemen, it's a funny story, but at that time it was not funny. So they just packed the man. They wanted to beat the taxi driver like crazy with gun. Now, why did he bring me all the way from the last country to this place? If he knows that the borders are closed. And I was just praying, "Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord." So, cut long story short, somebody just appeared from the bush and said, "I will help you. I will show you what to do to clear from here." So, he said, "Follow me." So, I followed him. So we entered bush, this and that, and eventually was able to get another car to move me to the airport. When I got to the airport, I was the only person in the whole airport, apart from the soldiers. So I asked them. At that time, I had bought a ticket online. So at that, I now got to the airport. You know, when you go to the airport in Nigeria, even to get there is hold up. How can I now be the only person in the airport? Will aeroplane charter me alone? Carry me alone to where I'm going? But the mess, I just say mercy, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Because people say, who sent you message? Who sent you message? At this time, I was already... That Nigeria was not, is not even something you can say you want to even say you want to go back to, because the borders are even close to go back to. So I went into the bathroom in the airport and washed my face and went back to the chair, only person, and washed my face and I started praying, mercy Lord, mercy Lord, mercy Lord. Around in the morning, somebody came in that works in the airport and told me, that only one airline is going and it's going to where I am going. But I still did not see anybody. I said, is it possible I'm the only person this thing will carry? But around 9:10, I started seeing people coming. That was when I was sure that I would go. But at the same time, they are supposed to ask me, how did you get inside this country? Because we did not give you visa. Hello. Nobody asked me a question. I just saw two people again appear to me. I've shared these stories a few times with the pastors. Two people appeared to me from somewhere again and said, follow me. One light, one dark. Collected my passport. They went there. They did my clearance for me. They said, are you a VIP? I said, yes. And then they collected my passport. They filled my... I don't have the phone number of the country. The phone number that I'm supposed to put on the form. So they said, don't worry. We will put our own phone number for you just in case they need phone number. They put their phone number. They said, what about address? What is your address in the country here where you are traveling? I said, I don't know anywhere. They said, we put our own address there. So they put their own address also there. And they just gave me to sign. They went to the place. They said, this man is an important person. Please clear him. They cleared me. And they showed me where to go. That is what the mercy of God can do. When I got to where I was going, and I phoned that I'm outside, it was unimaginable. How is it possible? The borders are closed. There is somebody here today. No door will be shut against you again. I say no door will be shut against you again. I say no door will be shut against you again. I say no door will be shut against you again. God will send helpers to you mysteriously from everywhere. God will send helpers to you mysteriously from everywhere. Today, I turn you into a VIP. I say from today, receive the status of a VIP. Everywhere you go, the status of a very important person shall be on your head. The mark of a VIP will be on your head. I said the mark of a VIP will be on your head. Somebody shout mercy. Please take your seat. That is what the mercy of God can do. It says when others are saying there's a casting down, you will be saying there's a lifting up. As from today, the mercy of God will be pursuing you everywhere. I said the mercy of God will pursue you everywhere. Examples of people who access the mercy of God, number one is Joseph. In Genesis 39 verse 21, right in his master's house. The Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Genesis chapter 39. Yes, that's right. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Today, you are the next my father will show mercy to. I said, from today, you are the next my father will show mercy to. I can't imagine somebody being inside prison, inside slavery, and God is still showing him mercy. It means that what you are going through now is not a permanent situation. It means that the tough situation that you are passing through now will soon go, or it will soon pass. It means that the situation that you are passing through now might be tough, but very soon, celebration will be your portion. Somebody say a big amen. If somebody can be in prison and they say God is with him. If somebody can be in slavery, they say God is with him and is showing him mercy. It means that that's your tough situation now. That loneliness that you are passing through, that challenges that you are going through, is only temporary. It's only for some time. God is only working on you. His mercy is still available for you. Massively, bereketeciously, he will show you his mercy in 2021. I say he will show you his mercy in 2021. He will show you his mercy in 2021. He will show you his mercy in 2021. This story I told you now is not a long story. It's the year 2020. It's not a story of 7 years ago. It's last year. Am I right? Last year? Last year. So the mercy of God can still meet with you anywhere, anytime. Between now and March, it will be evident that you have secured God's mercy. The second example of somebody who enjoyed God's mercy is Paul. Paul, that we used to call Saul, was a man who was a terrible person. Because many of you, the way people look at you, they say, she was a bad person before. She was this guy was a bad person before. You know, people try to run us down based on our past. And God does not consult your past to bless your future. He does not use your past to judge you before he will bless your future. But in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy 1 verse 13, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy. Before now, he was a blasphemer. He speaks against Christ. He blasphemes against Christ. He mimics the Holy Spirit and makes fun of the Holy Spirit. He was a persecutor. Anybody serving God, Paul will pursue you to want to kill you. He was a blasphemer. He was a persecutor. He was an injurious person. I mean, that's what kind of that's terrible. But he obtained God's mercy because he did it ignorantly in unbelief. Paul eventually, this same terrible man that everybody looked down on, that he cannot become anything, the same person became the most significant out of all the disciples, writing to third of the New Testament. The same man that was so insignificant before now became so relevant. So relevant. There's no church in this world where Paul's name is not mentioned till date. Since more than 2,000 years till now, they are still mentioning his name. The mercy of God brought him out of the fold. He was not among the disciples of Jesus when Jesus was around. Jesus had left before they appointed him a disciple. Yet, he was the most significant. I know your parents have 4 children. 5 children, or maybe 6 children or more, you will be the most significant out of all of them. I say you will be the most significant out of all of them. I say you will be the most significant out of all of them. Say a bigger amen. Say a bigger amen. Say a bigger amen. That will be your portion. I said that will be your portion. I said that will be your portion. I said that will be your portion. We once took one of my sons here, who went with us to go and celebrate the birthday of my mother-in-law some time ago. And then during the party, he wanted to call my wife and I. And he said, now I want to call on the Oluwamo of this gathering, of this family. I said, this boy, don't get me into trouble. Praise the Lord. God will make you a son that is like 7 sons to your parents. I say God will make you a daughter that is like seven daughters to your parents. That is you alone. You are like seven put together. That will be your testimony. Ah, your amen is not born again. Your amen should roar like thunder. Your amen should roar like thunder. Well, tonight, how the mercy of God makes the difference in somebody's life. It can make the difference in your life like it did in the life of the butler and the baker. The butler and the baker did the same offense. They were in the same prison. One was beheaded. One was restored. They did the same offense. One was restored. One was beheaded. The mercy of God will be extended to all your errors. The mercy of God will cover your errors and will color your future. Say a bigger amen. Say a bigger amen. Say a louder amen. I'm jumping a lot because I have less than 6 minutes to go. So I can't really complete this outline because I didn't envisage it was going to be this long. Let me just leave this out and just go to the conclusion so that we can pray. How to access the mercy of God? How do we access the mercy of God? How can we access the mercy of God? Number one, repent from your sin and acknowledge that you are a sinner. Psalm 86 verse 5. Psalms 86 verse 5. 2 Samuel 12 verse 13. You can read it when you get home. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him. If you want God's mercy, anything that God doesn't like, you have to desist from it. If somebody does something wrong to you, maybe the person slaps you today and said mercy, you had mercy. The person come again tomorrow, slap you again, said mercy. You say, okay, no problem. Until about 7th, after some time, you say, what is it? Then you because by that time maybe 3 of your teeth has already gone. That's the way we operate with God sometimes. We overstretch his mercy sometimes. So it's important to repent from sin and acknowledge that you are a sinner. Romans 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of the Lord. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Don't overstretch his mercy by indulging in sin. Number two, how to access the mercy of God. Be thankful or be a thanksgiver and a praise addict. Ezra 3 verse 11. Ezra chapter 3 verse 11. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 3. Just write it down because of time. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord. Because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever towards Israel. They came to thank God. They came to appreciate him. They came to celebrate him. They came to rejoice. One of the best ways to receive God's mercy is to be a grateful person. That's what made the difference between Saul and David. Saul was, there was no account in the Bible where Saul was really grateful to God or really offered God thanksgiving or was like we saw it in the life of David. Several times in the Bible you see David, Psalm 119:164, seven times a day will I praise thee because of my righteous judgment. 2 Samuel chapter 6, you see David how he was thanking God, praising God to the extent that his clothes fell off and his wife was making fun of him. Everywhere in the Bible you see David thanking God, worshiping God, appreciating God. It will take few steps. 1, 2, 3. We offer sacrifice. It will take few steps. We offer sacrifice. We didn't see Saul do that. And that's why God said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, it says, was speaking. He says, I've rejected one guy called Saul. I've rejected him and I've appointed for myself another person in his place from the house of Eli. I mean, from the house of Jesse. I pointed for myself another person. I have rejected this man, God Saul. I've rejected him. He's not a grateful person. He's not a grateful person. No, I don't want to waste my time. I've chosen myself somebody that I can see that his heart is pure towards me, always thankful to me for everything he does. I'm sure Saul is the kind of person that wakes up in the morning without saying, "Thank you, Lord, for waking me up." He just wakes up and says, "Guys, can I have some red wine, please, with some chicken?" It was recently I knew the importance of having good teeth, having good gums, having been able to eat freely. When you have small sore throat, as in small sore throat, my wife brought chicken beside my bed, 2 pieces of chicken, and I was looking at it like this. Ah! And I could not eat it. Because I know that this thing will injure my throat. So I just left it. I said, "Ah, chicken. Ah, God save you today. God save you this chicken today." So what do I now bring? I said, "We have bring custard or pap instead." "Ah, chicken. And you are here." Can you imagine somebody leaving chicken? Because the throat needed some rest. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Please be grateful. Anything God has done for you, be grateful. That's why you can see us in this church. Our gratitude level increases every time. Thanking God, appreciating God, giving Him praise, thanking Him. We can't start any prayer before say, "Thank you, Father." We first say anything, say, "Thank you, Father." That's how to live a good life and to walk in His mercy. Somebody say amen. I need to round up. I've over-preached this evening. I didn't plan to preach for this long. Number 3, how to assess God's mercy. Walk in God's commandments and covenant. If you want God's mercy, Exodus 20 verse 6, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Walk in His commandment and in His covenant. Number 4, be merciful unto others. If you want mercy, be merciful unto others. Matthew 5 verse 7. Let me just close my Bible so that I don't go further. Be merciful unto others. Matthew 5 verse 7. If you want God's mercy, be merciful unto others. Be merciful unto others. Anytime people offend you, learn to forgive very easily. Learn to forgive very, very easily. You know, in my little life, I've discovered the way some people offend others, they do it so effortlessly that if you don't make it effortless in forgiving them, you can have problems. They don't really have problem in offending people. It's like a nature to them. They just do things that will just offend you. So you too, you must have that ability to know how to just let them be. Just let go and just forgive. If possible, operate my style, advance forgiveness. Once you've done it, thank you. Well done, you are forgiven. You move on. If you don't operate that way, you have issue. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. It will help you. It will bless you. And it will change your life. My prayer for you tonight is that the mercy of God will be available for you in Jesus' name. I'll continue this some other time. I see our benefits of mercy, this and that. And many other things. But time is not on our side. Anybody blessed this evening? If you are blessed, shout a big hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout a big hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout a big hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin, For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.